Hey there. So earlier in the year, I did a hysterical literature audio where I attempted to read a chapter of my favorite book while I had a vibrator inside and see how far I could get. I would like to do this again, not only because I enjoyed the experience of calming my brains out, but because I enjoyed reading to you. So if that type of audio is not something that you're interested in, please feel free to skip this one. I'm sure I will come out with something deviant and absolutely not me reading to you sometime very soon. For those of you that are going to stick around, the equipment that I'm using today is actually a gift from a listener. Thank you very much. And it is not a vibrator, it is actually a dildo that has a very nice shape. It is shaped like a dog cock with a knot and everything. And I absolutely love this toy. It gets used often. So what I'm going to do, I have turned my ceiling fan on low, and I am going to read while I am fucking myself with this toy. I cannot hook it up to my fucking machine because it is a suction cup base, and I do not yet have the adapter to hook suction cup based toys up to my fucking machine. So, I'm going to start by putting the toy in because the knot takes a little bit to get in, and then once I'm nice and warmed up, it does. I do tend to end up fucking myself with that knot because it feels really, really nice. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So I'm going to go ahead and. Oh, God. Head and slip this inside. Oh, fuck, that knot feels so fucking good. So fucking good. Oh, okay. I will include a link to this toy down in the comment section. I highly encourage you to get one because it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. Okay, so this is chapter 3 of One More Last Time by Erica Uglent, and I'm gonna start moving the toy nice and slow, see if maybe we can get through the whole chapter. If we do get through the whole chapter, then I will just stop reading and fuck my brains out until I come. Here we go. I entered my new world, falling. Not far, maybe 6 feet, but a sudden fall is always disconcerting. Luckily, I had a soft landing, almost disappearing into deep snow. I sat up shivering and looked at my surroundings. My first peek at Voldrani. Mountains and snow. As promised, I was on top of a fucking mountain. One of the highest peaks around. I was above the clouds, my breath coming out in white puffs of steam. And I'd be freezing my balls off if I wasn't covered almost completely in fur. Thick, white fur. It took me a second to realize I was wearing it, not growing the fur. I had pants, boots, gloves, and a hooded jacket, all covered in ridiculously thick, heavy, white fur. I even had a half mask of fur that snapped onto the front of the hood, keeping my face toasty warm. It was cold and windy, but quite beautiful in an extreme sort of way. Deep blue skies above, fluffy white trails below, and basically, any which way I looked, peaks of other mountains. If I wanted to get out of the mountains, I only had one direction to travel. My starting position was less than ideal for anything other than aesthetic reasons. Also troubling, the sun was high in the sky, pretty much straight above me. Noon. So I had half the day to get off the mountain before I'd freeze to death at night, no matter how many awesome fur clothes I had. I could almost hear Paul chuckling above me. I stared at the snow and the rocks and the rugged world all around me, wondering how the hell I'd survive this nonsense. Something nagged at the corner of my vision, and that made me think about points and abilities and all that, and at which point my vision was completely filled with various prompts and menus and options, to the point that I was overwhelmed. I took a step back, tripped over my own feet in the snow, and fell on my butt, which did absolutely nothing for all the crap blocking my vision. I waved my hands around my face, and after a moment, I realized that I could move the prompts about space, and for the most part, the prompts would stay there. I put things where I could in order to get a handle on the situation. The attributes seemed to be the normal gaming affair. Abilities. Strength, 10. Agility, 10. Dexterity, 10. Constitution, 10. Wisdom, 10. Intelligence, 10. Charisma, 10. Luck, 10. Unassigned points, 54. At the bottom flashed a grim warning that I had 36 hours to allocate my points or lose them forever. I didn't bother standing. I needed to do some quick thinking before starting my hike down the mountain. If I got triple points for the assholes with me, that meant a normal person new to the game would get 18 points. So if you split your points evenly across all attributes, you'd be just below average in everything at level 1, with maybe one attribute just above. Interesting mechanics. That means the starting character needs to grind right away in order to approach heroics. But I'd start ahead of the pack, which was perfect, because I wanted to live a life of quietude, not spend my time embroiled in combat or courtly intrigue. In that regard, dumping points into charisma seemed unnecessary. I put 10 points in strength immediately. Given that Voldrani was a medieval fantasy world, strength would be something to keep me out of trouble. 5 points into dexterity to be nimble and avoid trouble. 5 points into agility so I could run away from trouble. 10 points into constitution so I might survive unavoidable trouble. I put 3 into intelligence, 3 into wisdom, and 3 into charisma. Then, because I felt like... because I felt a bit like I'd had a crap first life, I tossed the rest into luck. My finger hovered over the OK button. I wasn't exactly sure how intelligence worked. Intelligence as a stat worked here. Or charisma, for that matter. I still seemed to have all the memories and learnings from my previous life. And people had liked me well enough there. I guess I'd just need to figure it out. I pushed OK. I checked the list again. Attributes, strength, 20, agility, 15, dexterity, 15, constitution, 20, Wisdom 13. Intelligence 13. Charisma 13. Luck 25. On the side to points, 0. No. Pushed okay and stood up. I felt different. My body responded faster, better. I could breathe deeper, feel more. My muscles felt big and robust. I felt powerful and smiled. I flexed and my muscles responded, feeling taut and hard and awesome. I was big and beefy. Not fat or balding. Maybe it's just going to be alright. The next set of notifications concerned the boons from Mr. Paul. The first was powerful build. Count as one size larger for all strength-based skills and roles. Dope boon. Meant my strength of 20 would count as a lot more than a normal human might be super useful in this world, and offered me a slight surprise should anyone get a look at my attributes. Regeneration. Outside of combat, your body will repair rather quickly. Given enough time, it's possible you will heal from nearly any wound. Oh, now that's useful. Probably the most useful thing I could have received as a boon. As long as I could hide for a bit, I'd get better. And it meant I could be pretty cavalier in combat, provided that I could win. The final one was the thing he'd said was usually reserved for VIPs or something. Give it to a gab, Mr. Paul. Should you encounter a language you do not understand, as long as... Right there. Should you encounter a language you do not understand, as long as you hear at least 3 words of it, you will understand it and speak it perfectly. Seem to be he. Seem to be the per ideal thing to have as a tourist in an entirely new universe. I always wanted to speak another language, and now it looked like I was going to be speaking all of them. I needed to start down the mountain. This was taking a bit longer than I wanted, but I figured if I started down now, I'd end up paying too much attention. Attention to reading my notifications and walk right into a crevasse. Then who knows, I'd be stuck there forever, regenerating my health as fast as starvation depleted it. I sped through the welcome notices, mostly things about being in the world. Oh. not sliding in and so slick. Oh, don't feel so good, please. Oh, I don't. At this pace, it's probably gonna take me the rest of my life to read this book to you, but I can't say as I really mind all that much to you. As soon as I take this toy out, there's gonna be a flood of cum that runs down my ass. I'm speaking from experience here. That knot acts like a plug, and then when I take